We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're up to the melacha, the task called Mirakeid. Achash nitchinat vua, after we grind wheat, notnim hakimach hanitchan netoch napa. So we put the ground wheat into a sifter. Lotzim menu asubin, that's how we make white flour. We take out the chaff. Ola frish ben kemach dak le kemach gas. Another thing we do is we sift between the thin flour, the fine flour, and the coarse flour. So you sift and the fine flour falls to the bottom and the coarse flour stays on top. And that task is called mirakeid, sifting. And the reason it's called mirakeid, by the way, is like the word rikud, dancing, because as you sift the flour, it's like it's dancing on the sifter. He writes over here that if you were to take sugar, now Hanukkah is coming up, right? So here in Israel, Sukkot is just out the door, and they start selling you sufganiyot. So very often you want to sprinkle sugar on the sufganiyot. He wants to say that if you would have clumps of sugar and you'd put the sugar in the sifter, then the thin sugar that would fall on the bottom would be a prohibition of mirakeid. The thing is that most of us today, we buy fine flour and we don't have clumps. When you buy refined sugar or you buy powdered sugar, so then you're just using the sifter as a good way to funnel out a certain amount of sugar, so that's not what he's talking about. He wants to say that even if you have clumps of sugar and you're going to use the sifter to get out the powdered sugar, but then later on you're going to break down the clumps into their powdered form, that's still mirakeid. So we could only use the sifter when we're actually putting in powder, and we're using the sifter as a means of sprinkling the powder, not as a means of sifting the powder from the clumps. Okay, so this is these are the applications of mirakeid. We don't encounter too much. Where else would we have it? So sometimes you might want to sift your soup, right? If you want liquid soup, and you don't want the pieces inside, so there you could have an issue of mirakeid, where you're going to sift out the liquid from the food. Okay. This all goes back to borer a little bit.
It sounds very much...
Right. It's a form of borer. One of the things we left hanging is what would be if you use a wide fork to lift up salad from the salad bowl, and then all the juice, the gravy, drips down. So technically, the wide fork is no different than your fingers. You could lift it with your fingers. You could pick up the salad, and you're taking it to eat it. So you're taking the ochel out of the psolet. The issue is more when you have, if you have a spoon that has little holes in it that will let the juice drip out, and that's sometimes you're going to sift in a manner which your fingers couldn't do. That's where you could run into the problem of sifting, because we said even though you're taking the ochel, you're taking the food out, but you're using a refined instrument to do something which your hands could not do. If you could, that's okay. So Rabbi Feinstein holds that's okay. Others say not. Rabbi Feinstein holds that, for example, chulent. If you're going to use a chulent, if you're going to use that fork to take out chulent, so then technically you could do the same with your fingers. You just don't want to get your fingers dirty. So that's not called that I need this refined instrument. I could do it with my fingers. Rav Nevenzal holds that that is called a refined instrument because you wouldn't stick your fingers into a hot chulent. But Rabbi Feinstein writes in a responsa that that's okay. That using a wide fork, the way you would use your fingers, just because it's dirty, you don't want to get dirty, or it's hot, you don't want to get your fingers into the hot chulent, so that would be okay. Because technically, even so, you could put on gloves and stick your hand in. I'm saying there are ways to do it.
But I see the other side, too. I mean, slotted spoons that are ideally designed for that instrument are preferable to one's finger, even if it wasn't dirty and hot. The way
yeah, you sure?
I think they make them for that reason. I mean, look, they make, you know, with the little...
Oh, so with little holes is different. I'm talking about where it's like a fork, like a pitchfork, where you have you pick up the salad and the juice just drips.
That was when we talked about the salad, but then when you went to the spoon, I was picturing something different.
You're talking about a spoon with holes in it.
Yeah.
So that I said that it depends. If it's if it's doing it as a function which you couldn't really do with your hands,
we wouldn't. But you know, I mean, if it's especially grew up in. West, it's kind of disgusting. And then let's say you wash your hands very cleanly and you made like this, you know, just like how people drink like that. You can drink it and they close it. And if they don't, and if you don't drink from it, you would leave it open in space. It's very much like the spoon, except the spoon, I was just saying, with the little holes is even better. And that's where you could have seemingly that other side. I don't want to belabor, but you know.
No, it's a good point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a level of things that I was.
Okay, so that with that we basically finished Mirakade, which is like you said, an adjunct to Borer. Yes.
Would be the salt shaker. Salt shaker would represent the problem.